Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's a wonderful day to learn more English. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is news, and the title of today's show is Children's Day. Children's Day. Have you celebrated Children's Day before, Katie?
Yeah, I have. When I lived in Asia, we all got to have the day off work for this holiday. That was fun. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie. Thanks for joining us for today's lesson.
And today is a news lesson. So we will learn something important about the world. And today we will talk about Children's Day.
Maybe you don't have children yet. But that's okay. We can still celebrate this day and talk about how children are important to our world.
There are a lot of important things we can learn in today's lesson about this holiday. We'll talk about when the holiday is, too.
Yes, because it's on different days everywhere in the world. And we'll also learn what some people do for the holiday.
Yeah. You can celebrate it in a lot of different ways. Have you celebrated Children's Day before?
Good question, Peter. Okay, everyone, let's learn today's key words now. Here's our word lady, Christina.
今天的主题是儿童节, Children's Day. 在不同的地方儿童节的日期也不一样。日期就是 date. They celebrate Children's Day,on different dates. 这个时代大家都讲权利，那么有没有人想到儿童也有权利呢？权利就是 right. What about children's rights? 权利 right 在这里可以是可数名词。人们常说孩子就是我们的未来，名词未来就是 future. Children are the future. 在美国儿童节的时候常会办一些很特别的活动，比如博物馆就会为儿童准备有一些有趣的活动。博物馆是 museum. Let's go to the museum on Children's Day. 儿童是很重要的。重要的形容词是 important. Children are important.
Hi everyone. Welcome to LTE TV. My name is Susie.Moms and dads think about their kids every day. But there is one day when everyone thinks about children. That day is called Children's Day. Different places celebrate Children's Day on different dates. November 20th is Children's Day in many places around the world. Some countries work on this day. Other countries get a day off.
Friends, what about you? Do you celebrate Children's Day in your country? Countries celebrate it differently.
Yes, some countries still have to work on this day, but other countries get a day off. In America, we don't get the day off. But in Asia, I did get the day off for this holiday.
Let's talk about the phrase day off. If you have a day off from work,That's a day you don't have to go to work. Days off are great.
Yeah, having a day off can help you rest and relax. If you're sick, you have to ask your boss for the day off.
You can also use the phrase time off. If you go on vacation, you need to ask for time off. Ask your boss for a day off or some time off.
Thanks, Peter.So, in many places around the world, the date for Children's Day is November 20th.
But it's on different dates in different places. What is the date of Children's Day where you live?
Good question, Peter. And friends, you can answer that question by saying, Children's Day is on blank date.
And we can also learn more about the word date with our friend, Christina.Here she is.
世界上有很多国家，他们的儿童节是在11月20日。今天我们讲到日期 date 这个单字，可以说 What is their wedding date? 他们的婚礼是哪一天？或者考试的日期改变了 ？They changed the test date. Date 这个字当名词的时候，除了当日期的意思之外，还有另外一个常见的意思，就是约会。Date 也可以当约会的意思。比如 ，I have a date tonight. 我今天晚上有个约会。或者 ，Don't forget our date tomorrow. 别忘了我们明天的约会。所以日期或是约会都可以用 date。
Thanks, Christina. Remember, everyone, holidays are usually on the same date every year, like Christmas. Peter, what date is Christmas?
December 25th is always Christmas Day. What about Valentine's Day? What date is Valentine's Day?
Oh, Valentine's Day is usually on February 14th.But some places celebrate it in a different month.
That's right. Some places have different dates for holidays. Now let's talk about why we celebrate Children's Day.
Yeah, moms and dads think about their kids every day because they love them and they have to take care of them every day. But Children's Day is a special day where we celebrate all kids in the world.
Exactly.Let's find out some more in the next part of this show.
Everybody has rights. On Children's Day, we think about children's rights. Kids can learn about their rights. Children are the future. Every child should be safe. Children should be healthy too, and every child should feel loved.But some children are not safe, healthy, or loved. Children's Day is a great day to help them.
So, what do we do on Children's Day? One thing you can do is think about children's rights. Let's talk about that word, right.
We use the word right in a couple of different ways. You can talk about turning right instead of left.Maybe you write with your right hand.
And if something isn't wrong, it's right. But every person in the world also has rights. And that's what we're learning about today.
What are your rights? If you have rights to something, you should get it. In your country, you have the right to freedom and to vote.
Like we learn in our lesson today,Every child should feel loved. That is a right that they have. And they have the right to be safe and healthy, too.
Can you think of any other rights children should have? You can think about other rights people should have.
That's a good idea, Peter. Now, friends, let's go to Christina. She wants to talk to you about an important sentence pattern right now.
安全、健康、被爱，这些都是孩子们应有的权利。Every child should feel loved. 每一个孩子应该感受到被爱。我们来看一下最后面的 feel loved. Loved 是 love 的过去分词，它当形容词用，所以 feel loved 就是感受到被爱。过去分词通常会有被动的意味，比如说动词 cheat 是欺骗，那 I feel cheated.就是我感觉被骗。还有动词 trust 是信任。如果你说 I feel trusted, 表示我感觉被信任。所以今天说 every child should feel loved, 这些都是 feel 加上过去分词的表达方式。
Thank you, Christina. Friends, when I read this lesson, I felt kind of sad. Did you?
Why do you feel sad, Peter?
Because I learned that some children are not safe, healthy, and loved. That's pretty sad, Katie.
You're right, Peter. It is sad, but it's true. So that's why Children's Day is an important holiday. We can tell other people about children who need some help.
Right. Children are the future. Like our lesson says, It's a good phrase to learn.
Yes, it is. Children are the future. We say this because we mean that children right now will grow up and they will be the ones who work in the future.
That's right. So children need to be taken care of right now. They need to learn a lot of different things and be safe and healthy.
Yeah, so that in the future they can do some important things. Do you all understand why we use this phrase now?
I hope so. And now you know that some children aren't safe, healthy, or loved.
Exactly. And we'll find out how we can help those children right after this break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
In this news lesson, we're talking about Children's Day. It's usually on November 20th, but it can be on different dates in other places.
And we have learned that all children have the right to be safe, healthy, and loved. But our article today tells us that not all children get those rights. Let's find out what we can do to help in the last part of the lesson.
Some people visit sick children in hospitals on Children's Day. Others help poor children. There are many fun things for kids to do on Children's Day. Some cities have fairs just for kids. Go to a zoo or museum. They often make Children's Day special too. Kids are important. Remember that on Children's Day. Thanks for watching us today. We'll see you next time right here on LTE TV. Bye-bye.
When it's Children's Day, you can think about ways to help children who need it. Kids are important. Let's learn that calendar phrase.
Kids are important.
Kids are important.
孩子是很重要的。
Kids are cute.
Kids are important.
Kids are fun.
Kids are important.
Kids make us laugh.
Kids are important.
I'm a kid.
Yes, and you're important.
Yay!
Kids are important.
Kids are important.
孩子是很重要的。
Kids are important. That's one thing we learn in this part of the lesson. Some people visit sick children in hospitals on Children's Day, too.
That's really nice. Some children aren't healthy, and they might have to stay in the hospital for a long time.Visiting them will make them feel happier.
That's true. Other people go help poor children. That's another way you can volunteer. What are some ways to help these children, Peter?
That's a good question. But I remember last month, Rob talked about raising money. What if you tried to raise money for children that needed it?
Great idea! I think that's a wonderful way to help some children. Then someone can buy food or clothes that they need.
And some people go to different countries and visit children who need it. You can volunteer at a place that takes care of kids.
They would really enjoy that. You could play games and read to the kids. You could also teach a class there.
Yeah!But you can also do some fun things on Children's Day. You can go to the fair. That sounds like fun.
A fair for kids would be great. You can ride some cool rides. And I think they usually have a lot of games and snacks there, too.
Or you could visit a museum. Let's talk about those. There are all kinds of museums. Do you like art? Go to an art museum.
Maybe you like history more. You can go to a history museum and learn about something from the past.
Museums probably have special events for Children's Day. They want to make sure the day is special for kids.
That's right. Museums probably put on a cool show or something for the children to watch. But right now, we want to do something that's always important in our lessons. Let's review our key words we learned. You can say them all with us right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Date. Date. The date today is April 3rd.
Right. Right. You have a right to live in a safe place.
Future. Future. I can be a doctor in the future.
Museum. Museum. I learned a lot at the museum.
Important. Important. Exercise is important for health. All right, everyone. Thanks for saying those words with us.
And you should make sure that you keep practicing those words even when the show is over. Right now, we're going to continue the review and look back at today's lesson.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to LTE TV. My name is Susie. Moms and dads think about their kids every day. But there is one day when everyone thinks about children. That day is called Children's Day. Different places celebrate Children's Day on different dates. November 20th is Children's Day in many places around the world. Some countries work on this day. Other countries get a day off. Everybody has rights. On Children's Day, we think about children's rights. Kids can learn about their rights. Children are the future. Every child should be safe. Children should be healthy too, and every child should feel loved. But some children are not safe, healthy, or loved. Children's Day is a great day to help them. Some people visit sick children in hospitals on Children's Day. Others help poor children. There are many fun things for kids to do on Children's Day. Some cities have fairs just for kids. Go to a zoo or museum. They often make Children's Day special too. Kids are important. Remember that on Children's Day. Thanks for watching us today. We'll see you next time right here on LTE TV. Bye-bye.
Hey, Ginger. Happy Children's Day.
Children's Day? What's that, Monkey Man?
Well, it's a day when everybody thinks about kids.
Ooh, am I a kid?
Well, yeah, you're a monkey kid.
Hooray! So, what happens on Children's Day?
Well, it's a great day to help children.
How?
Some people visit sick kids or they help poor children.
That's great. What else do people do on Children's Day?
Well, some people go to fairs just for kids, and some people take children to the zoo or museum.
Do kids get gifts on Children's Day?
No.
Why not? Kids are important. I want a gift. I want a gift.
Okay, Ginger. All right. Here's a gift for you. Happy Children's Day.
Yay, a banana! Yeah. Happy Children's Day.
It's so beautiful up in these mountains.
Yeah, it is. Hey, did you see that bird? Whoa! Hey, did you see that? Amanda, where did you go?
I'm down here.
Oh, Why are you on the ground?
Because you...
Say no more, say no more. I will help you up. A good friend will. If you're a friend is... I am a good friend.
Every good friend should be helpful.
Yes, every good friend should be helpful.
I am Super Sentence Man, and you just used today's super sentence. Every someone should be something. Now, just for fun, can you use this sentence in another way?
Okay, but first, help me.
He didn't ask you, Amanda. He asked me.
That's right, Amanda, my dear. Your turn will come soon. But first, Kyle.
Okay. Every man should be strong.
Okay. Every man should be strong. Is that true? Now it is your turn, Amanda.
Every hiker should be careful.
That's a good one. Every hiker should be careful. I love this. Give me one more, Kyle.
Okay. Every sentence should be super.
Every sentence... That's my favorite one so far. Every sentence should be super. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, as I was saying, Amanda... Every good friend should be helpful. Let me help you up.
Huh. Thank you.
Now, let's continue our hike. Follow me.
Ah!
Hey, come on. What's taking you so long?
Coming.
So, friends, after talking about Children's Day today, which part do you think would be the most fun?
Good question. I think it's good to help children who do need it. But it would also be a lot of fun to go to the fair or to the zoo.
Yeah, those places might put on a special event for Children's Day. Even though this is a special holiday, you can celebrate it every day.
Right. Children are important. So we can help children who need it every day or show kids that they are special and important.
Learning together is also important. Keep practicing the keywords and the sentences that we learned together today.
And make sure that you join us tomorrow for a Saturday review show. We'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.